Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of programs on research at the campus to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today's guest is Michael Zarate. He's from the Department of Psychology. And Michael, welcome.
Thank you.
Good to see you again.
Thanks for having me here.
Tell us, what do you do? What are your real interests in research?
I'm a social psychologist. So what that means I'm interested in is how individuals perceive their social environment, their work, their people around them, and how their group membership influences their own behavior.
What particular aspects of this? It's a big field.
It's a huge field. I have two particular lines of research I'm always delving in. One is what I'll broadly call social cognition, which is how we perceive our world. And then a second line of research is always intergroup relations, how our group membership influences how we perceive the world and how we act on the world.
Tell us one little corner of this big field.
I'm having more fun lately with what I call memory consolidation. And it's this idea that when we learn things about people, it takes time for that information to become consolidated or integrated with existing memory structures and for you to be able to act on them accordingly. So if you look at the field, I learn about people. And the research, and we test them half an hour later, and it turns out there's no evidence of that learning. And so people go, oh, all we do is stereotype. My research shows actually just the opposite, that if I test you 2 days later, what we find is that, in fact, that learning is pretty good, that whatever I learned then takes time for it to become integrated and for you to act on it.
So what's happening in that time period?
The technical term is memory consolidation. And what happens during that time period is you sleep. When you sleep, your brain replays the day's events, literally replays the day's events in a very fast sequence, actually. A lot of it during sleep, dream, REM state, whatever the case may be. And in fact, if we were to keep you from dreaming, you probably wouldn't learn.
So this is a learning process, this dreaming, this REM state.
Sure.
So that when you come back afterwards, what you didn't know you learned, if you like, on the previous day when you learned it, now you know it. That's the essence of what you're saying.
You actually hit on a key term, know. The difference, once you've consolidated memory, and this is our newer research we're just going to be hypothesizing and testing, it comes from a remember. It changes things from a remember to a know.
Okay.
Which is subtle difference, but we think fun.
No, absolutely. So how do you go about doing this research?
Well, we don't actually measure sleep per se. What we do is we bring people back either 4 hours later, after they've had a learning experience where I teach people about Keith Pannell, for instance. I can bring them back 4 hours later, so there's no short-term working memory, or 2 days later. 2 days later, by the way, you've slept two nights, most people. And our students have all slept two nights, so they actually get pretty good sleep. And it turns out we contrast your behavior 4 hours later from 2 days later, and we find distinct differences.
Yeah, so what's the lesson that they've learned in that period?
During that period, they haven't learned any particular lesson. They've learned that all at time one. But over that time, it becomes integrated with what they already know and allows people to act on it more fluidly, more easily.
Fascinating. That should be used somehow. I don't quite know where I'm thinking, but should be a good learning tool for all sorts of things.
My big issue right now is we're going against what the field says, that we automatically stereotype everyone. We're automatically prejudiced. We're automatically racist. And I argue, maybe not. Maybe we've been testing it all wrong.
You've been listening to Michael Zarate from the Department of Psychology on 100 at 100, a series of programs to highlight research to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso.
Thank you.
My name is Keith Pannell.
Thank you.